This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today. Listen, thanking you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking you to be on top of the ground is not on top of us. Just thanking you, precious Father, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. Just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, we ask you to hide us behind Calvary's cross. I ask you to anoint this vessel clay here tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful. Thank you for extending grace. Mercy and love upon our lives. We bind up any technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Let the anointing draw souls to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because we, in your word, it says, if we lift up the name of Jesus, you'll draw souls to you here tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let those that are listening in have a listening ear and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in us and through us here tonight in the name of Jesus. We are grateful because we know that teamwork makes a dream ministry and life work here tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let clarity go forth in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor here tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, we are grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding here this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. Well, this is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and we're going to be looking at verses 25 through 32. And the word of God reads, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that need it. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Let no bitterness and wrath and anger and calamity and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. May the Lord add blessing to the hearers of his word here tonight. Well, the grass may wither, the flower may fade it, but the word of God will stand forever and ever. Believers of Christ, all those that are listening in, just for these next few minutes, may I ask you to pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word. Tonight, I want to talk about don't give the devil a foothold in your life. Don't give the devil an opportunity to operate in your life. The word of God tells us that we as children of God should have nothing to do with the works of the devil. We are to grow stronger in the Lord and to mature in the faith with increasing Christ-likeness. I'm going to say that again. The word of God, the Bible, absolute truth, tells us as believers of Christ, as children of God, we should have nothing to do with the devil and his works. We are to grow stronger in the Lord, grow closer to him on a daily basis, and mature in the faith with increasing Christ-likeness. Don't give the devil an opportunity or a foothold to operate in your life. You see, footholds are very dangerous. It allows the thieves and other evil people the chance to threaten you, which causes you to fret or panic, get full of anxiety. Yes, the God that we serve, he's an awesome God. He sits high, but he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Two ways that the devil tries to get in to cause a foothold in our lives as believers of Christ. One of the ways that he does it is to keep us with an unforgiving spirit. In other words, we hold on to things that people have done us wrong. We say we forgive, but we don't forgive. In order to forgive, we have to give it over to the Lord, cast it upon him, cast our cares upon him, for he cared for us. Unforgiveness and bitterness gives the devil, Slewfoot, Satan, it gives him an opportunity, the right to come in. It gives him a foothold that is big enough to pull his body in. 2 Corinthians 2, verses 10 and 11 says, to whom ye forgive, anything I forgive also. For if I forgive anything to whom I forgave it, for your sake, forgive it in the presence of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices. So, child of God, make a quality decision. Choose to forgive. Be the bigger person. Sure, and they may have robbed you the wrong way. Sure, you may have, you wasn't the one that, hallelujah, that they caused a problem towards. They called you, they may have put a negative report about you in the public eyes. But God is still a forgiving God. Remember what Jesus went through, the struggles. They call him everything but a child of God. So they did it to him. Guess what? You, as being a follower of Christ, get ready. they'll say the same negative, they'll put negative report out on you. Sure, you may have done good, but evil is ever so present. People may have a smile in your face. Turn around before you leave the premises, trying to put a dagger in your back. You have done nothing but do right towards people. But yet and still, a negative report has been spoken towards you. Don't give in to that. Hallelujah. Sure, we are humans, and we don't like to be mistreated. But remember, a dead man can't talk. A dead man don't have no feelings. So if it offend you and caught you off guard and cause you to harbor unforgiveness or bitterness in your heart, you have to let it go if you want to go further in the things of God. You see, there's the devil's job. Bible says in John 10:10, the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So there will be times when we may have a low time in life. But we got to remember, Jesus overcame. And we, as born-again believers, as followers of his, we have to always look up to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Use him as our set example. Listen, he forgave all mankind, took upon himself the sins of the world upon his shoulders. He did it for us, for every one of us, regardless of your color, creed, religious preference. God sent his son, Jesus, who came down for a purpose, and that is to allow us an opportunity to get back in right standing with God. So God forgave you and I, all believers, and those that haven't come to him yet. God still has an open invitation to you. Child of God, make it a quality decision at the beginning of 2020 to choose to forgive those that wronged you. To choose to forgive those that you have been holding on, gone year to year, holding on to what they did. Listen, the flesh, there's no good in it. Sure, they rub you the wrong way. Get over it. Don't let your feelings hold you bound. Hallelujah. See, the devil's job is to get us to a place where we feel sorry for ourselves. Get to a place we can start tormenting our minds and trying to bring us back to that thinking. Listen, Bible says we have to put off the mind of Christ. And the way that you put it on is a decision that you have to make. Christ is our set example. We have to bring every thought, every negative thought, under the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, that thought that comes to your mind, you have to reject that if it's negative, if it's not in line with the word of God. Sure, it ain't going to happen overnight, but if you practice on it on a daily basis and you ask the Lord to help you to overcome that, he will help you if you're sincere about it. But your heart has to not carry no malice. Your heart has to not carry no bitterness or unforgiveness. Confess that to God. Let him know that you're weak in that area. Confess it to him. Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as crimson, as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. Listen, Jesus can relate to our weakness. Jesus can relate to areas in our lives that where we are weak. He went through it, but yet and still, he overcame it. Yes, we as believers of Christ, if we want to get to that place, to where we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We have to let go of unforgiveness. We have to let go of bitterness, malice, anything that would try to hold us back from moving forward in the things of God. So, child of God, make a decision tonight, Friday night, the 2nd, the 21st of February 2020, that you're going to let that stuff go. Put it underneath the blood and let God renew your mind. Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, brethren, by the mercy of God, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this mind, to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what the perfect will of God is for your life. Child of God, choose to forgive. Don't hold grudges. Release the offense made against you. Release it all unto the Lord. You see, God intends part of our preparation for heaven will be a life of warfare with hell. God is the great general in this warfare. He has given us, his children, the walkie-talkie of prayer to call for help. That's why the Bible says we have to put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded with truth, our foot shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Lift up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In Ephesians 6, verse 17 and 18, it says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So don't give the devil, our enemy of our soul, an opportunity to operate in your life. Don't give the devil a foothold. Ephesians 4, verse 26 and 27 again says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place and opportunity to the devil. Believers of Christ, don't give the devil a chance to operate in your life. Fill yourself up with the Holy Spirit. Allow God to lead, guide you by his Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And in the, when he talks about sons, he talks about daughters too. Hallelujah, because we all come, there's neither male nor female. When it comes to things of God, we're all across the board. If you're a born-again believer of Christ, hallelujah, God can use you as well as me. He can use a darkness as well as a dozen. He can use a Jim, hallelujah, a Jimmy, as well as a Jane. God is no respecter of person. What he do for one, he can do for another. All we got to do is make ourselves available. All we got to do is clean our, help, let him clean us up by us walking in obedience to what his word says. So as a believer of Christ, If you as a believer of Christ, a child of God, cultivate in your life any known sin, you are given Satan an opportunity to get a foothold in your life. That's why the word of God says in 1 John 1 9, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, Satan's job is to try to tear up what God has done in our lives. Satan will use, if we give him a foothold in our lives, he will use that opportunity to try to invade and take over other areas in our lives. His main focus is to destroy, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. In other words, he comes to tear up what God has accomplished in your life. Don't give him that right. No, stay prayed up. Focus in. Pray it up. Tie it up. Tangle up in the things of God. In John chapter 8, verse 44, it says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust and the desire of your father you will do." The devil, he was a murderer from the beginning, and stand not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie. He speaks of his own, because he is a liar and the father of it. We, as born again believers, before Christ, we was letting the devil use us for his bidding. But when we came to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we accept the invitation that God gave us to come to him just the way we were, towed out from the floor. Thank God for accepting us in the beloved family of God. Thank God for the transformation that has taken place within our spirit man on a daily basis. So believers of Christ, when you believe the truth of God's word, then the Holy Spirit can work in your life. When you believe a lie, on the other hand, when you believe a lie, then the devil can work in your life. So be cautious in 2020 and take heed. Stay with God. Sure, things may not be where you want it to be, but thank God that he has delivered you. Thank God that you're not like you used to be. Hallelujah. Thank God that he's molding and he's stretching you and he's breaking you and he's peeling things that is ungodly off of you. Because he's the potter. We are the clay. Submit yourself totally and complete to him. And God will do the work. We must stay in faith. We must stay in obedience to what God is saying. Not just hearing the word, but being doers of the word. So don't give the devil an opportunity to operate. Don't give him a foothold in your life. The Apostle Paul, here in the book of Ephesians, he was giving us a good counseling. And also in the book of Philippians, chapter 4 and verse 8, here the apostle again is giving counsel and good wisdom when he says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, think on those things." He's dealing with the renewing of our minds to think on things above and not beneath. When he says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." This is a good reminder and wisdom to be gotten and instruction to be followed if we want to overcome in our minds, overcome the negative thoughts that comes from the devil. overcome the negative thoughts that come from our flesh. A lot of times we say it's the devil, but sometimes it may be us thinking on the wrong thing instead of thinking on things that will bring positive in your life. So here Paul, he's given us the scriptures for us to take heed to. Think on these things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of a good report. And then it says, if there's any virtue, if there's any praise, think on these things. Let this mind be in you that was and that is in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul gives us a good reason for avoiding deceit in our life. So deceit means an attempt to lead into error, an entrapment, a deception. Even if we look around us, even in the body of Christ, there's a lot of people that have the labor of being a Christian. But when you look, when you be around them for a minute or so, and you hear their talk, you see the way that they are acting. In other words, that video is not lining up with their audio. So tell God, remember this, that God's word is absolute truth. That God's word is given to us to build us up in the faith. But Satan's lies is given, and if we take heed to it, it will tear us down. So don't give the devil. Don't give the devil an opportunity or a foothold in your life to operate, to tear you down. Hallelujah.
Been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Love me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus, love me, for the Bible tells me so.
Hello, caller. You're on the line with Apostle. Would you like to say something, a comment, a question? Hello?
Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. We thank God for the ones that are listening in today. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So again, today we are talking about don't give the devil an opportunity, chance to operate. In other words, don't give him a foothold in your life as a believer of Christ. Stay in faith. Hallelujah. Stay in faith and believe God for the best and for the best to take place in your life in 2020. Yes, believer of Christ, God is the God of truth. And his word is truth, absolute truth. And his spirit is truth, the Holy Spirit. It is impossible for you as a man of God or a woman of God to be in fellowship with God while you are harboring a lie. Because a lie is of the devil. So we want to stay in truth all the time. Remember what I said earlier? If we fall short as a born-again believer of Christ, Bible says again in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Sure, this is a basic teaching from when we first came to Christ. But even as mature saints, mature believers in Christ, sometimes we have to be reminded of where God brought us from. And sometimes we get big heads. We let stubbornness get in our lives, and we think that we know it all. But again, we have to come back to the basics. Put the basics, the basic teaching that we have learned through the years, make sure that our life is in order. Because the Bible says we must examine ourselves to make sure that we're in the faith. You know, that's why we can't go around trying to point fingers. No. We have to make sure that we got it together. So that way when we somebody cross our path, instead of giving them a hand out, we can give them a hand up because our lives line up with what God's word is saying. Our lifestyle should be a lifestyle that will bring glory and hallelujah, that will bring glory to God. And God can brag on us. Hallelujah, like he did Job when he bragged to the devil about Job when the devil was trying to accuse Job in the sight of God. So our lives have to be an open book. We have to be transparent enough to where what we say lines up with our action, lines up with our lifestyle. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7, it says, for there are three that bear witness or record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. Talking about the Godhead. Talking about three persons in one. Sometimes people, as believers of Christ, wants to make people think that they are very, very, very spiritually, knowing that in reality that they are hypocrites. Now, a hypocrite is a person that portrayed to be one way and come to find out that they're another way. Everybody knows it except themselves. So take heed that this don't happen to you. Take heed and repent to God and get things right in your life with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, keep this in mind, that hell, Jesus spoke about it. He spoke about a heaven, spoke about a hell. So keep this in mind, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. All those that are listening in, those that will be listening later, that hell is prepared for the devil and his fallen and his angels, and also for all liars. Because liars, their father is the devil. He is the father of lies. Yes, remember, children of God, It is not the person who occasionally lies, for even the best Christian might do that. Remember about Abraham? Abraham was called the father of faith, but he lied. He was married to a beautiful lady, hallelujah, and tried to pass her as his sister. But God is a forgiving God. But it is the person who makes lying the love of his or her life, and whose entire life is characterized by deceit. Remember what I said earlier about deceit? Deceit is an attempt to lead into error, an entrapment, a deception. Such a person is so like the devil that he or she might and will end up where the devil ends up, and that is a place called hell. Here, the word says in Psalms 97, verse 10, this was Jesus here says, excuse me, that the word says, ye that love the Lord and hate evil, he preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked one. Yes, God is a merciful God. He is a good God. He's a God of love, but guess what? He's also a God of wrath. So that's why it's very important for we, those that have come out of the world, and he has allowed us, drafted us in the beloved family of God. We are thankful for that tonight. So don't give the devil an opportunity, a chance to operate in your life, to cause a foothold to be established. Remember this, child of God, any sin that you harbor in your life, in your heart, that you know is there, and yet you refuse to acknowledge and confess, it will give the devil a foothold for further attacks in your life. If you know it's there, do it quickly. Bring it before God. Confess it to him. Don't wait. Hallelujah. Because the longer you wait, the harder you will become. Your heart going to get hard. So that's why, because don't let pride come in, because pride comes in before a fall. Confess it to God. You can do it in private, in your house, and just confess it to him. Be real about it. Remember what I said earlier? Isaiah 1 and 18, come let us reason together, says the Lord, even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. Again, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, it says, wherefore, put in the way lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Again, since the devil himself would have acknowledged that he is a liar, it is no surprise that lying opens up for him an opportunity to work in our lives as a child of God. That's why we have to take authority over it quickly. When you believe the truth, when you believe the truth with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, then the Holy Spirit can work in your life. But when you believe a lie, you allow the devil to work in your life, to tear it down, to break you all up, to make you feel like a nobody. Yes, the question may be asked, what is a lie? A lie is any untruth, a falsehood. Lying is always wrong. lying in the eyes of God is wrong. All unrighteousness in God's eyes is a sin. So lying is a sin. Lying is of the devil. Lying is part of the flesh that is no good. In Ephesians 4, verse 26, it says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Remember, anger is one of the devil's traits. The devil wants us to be like him. So he tries to put anger in our heart. The devil knows that anger will cause our fellowship with God to be broken. So we have to be wise and serpent, harmless as a dove, always being mindful of the fact that when we want to do good, evil is ever so present, and evil is of the devil. As we look around in our society here in 2020, we see anger and wrath being displayed in all areas of life. From the political arena all the way to our house, even in the church house. So we got to be on point, on guard, to guard our heart, our minds at all times. Be mindful of the fact that we have an adversary, the devil, who comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy, according to John 10:10. It says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So again, brothers and sisters in Christ, don't give the devil an opportunity, a chance to operate, to call him a foothold in your life. If the devil can get you as a believer of Christ to think about sinning and then to talk about sinning, he will have an easier time to tempt you to sin. Remember, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, but in the end, the wages of sin is death, not just physical death, spiritual debt as well. That is why when you talk freely about dirty jokes and things as a born-again believer, it takes the edge off of your conviction. Hallelujah. Then you get accustomed to it. And soon your barrier, your safety net, will come down. That's why a lot of times, because of the association that we are around, if we all be careful, we can be drawn into negativity. So don't give the devil a foothold in your life. You may be the only one that can stand up for righteousness. But listen, in the end, God will bless you for standing up for righteousness' sake. So don't give place to the devil as a believer of Christ. We often throw open the door to the enemy of our soul, the devil, when we refuse to let go of all hurts and wounds, when we refuse to let go of church hurt, when we refuse to let go of someone that have done us wrong. Refusal to forgive folks for what they did will cause you to become bitter. Refusal to say that I am sorry when you know that you have done wrong, it is of the flesh, and it is of the devil. Refusal to lay down our right for others, even though they have done us wrong. We in order to stay clean, in order to stay in right standing with God. We may have to accept the wrong, but still, and forgive the person, because we don't want to be hindered. We don't want our prayers not being answered. We want to go forward in the things of God. We don't want to be in a state of being stagnated. Hallelujah. We want to do whatever it takes to be in right standing with God. Don't let people draw you, bring you to the place where they feel that you should be when you know better. So when we know better, guess what problem is, people? We do better. Hallelujah. Or we should do better. Believers of Christ, use wisdom. When we leave a marked-off place through which the devil can enter to accuse others by getting in our minds, then we fall victim to the enemy testing. We fall victim because we don't have to accept the negativity. We don't have to accept what the devil has to offer. We can reject it. We can not even entertain it. But we must make a decision on our part. What is so good about it? God says in his word for us to put on the mind of Christ. We got to do it for ourselves because this is a personal walk with God. It is a race for us to run. We have to, God have given us his word. God have given us the tools in order for us to make it. We must choose to give the devil no place in our minds and in our emotions. Or we can choose to walk in the Holy Spirit, to be led by God's Spirit. Because the Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Then we'll come to a place where we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So we don't have to let the devil run all over us unless we just want to throw in the towel. But God won't give up on us. Sometimes we give up on ourselves. In the Word of God, in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, it says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is Christ in you than he that is in the world. Again tonight, we are talking about don't give the devil a foothold in your life. Don't allow him to take advantage of you. In the scriptures that was read, it says again, wherefore, put away lying, because lying is of the devil. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Let no bitterness, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and calamity and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. So again, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in through the internet capacity, we thank God for those that have called in, for those that will be calling in later. We thank God for the anointing, because the anointing is what breaks the yoke. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Precious Father, we are thankful. We are grateful here tonight. There may be one or there may be someone that needs the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. But this is an opportunity after hearing the word of God. As we lift up the name of Jesus, we thank you for the anointing of God. If you feel, hallelujah, just above your heart, a tugging, there's God trying to get your attention. That's the Holy Spirit making you aware of the words that were teach or preach or taught here tonight. Yes, we are teaching locally, but we are reaching globally. So we thank God for the word tonight. If that's you tonight, and you are tore up from the floor, your back is against the wall, you don't know which way to go, you can make it right with God. Right where you are, simply making a confession of faith and a belief. First, you have to repent of your sin. Come to the place of acknowledging that you're a sinner, of acknowledging that you need help. Repent of your sins, making a 180-degree turn, coming to the foot of the cross, and let God know how sorry you are. Hallelujah. And he's right there standing with his open arms, with his arms open wide. For you, all you have to do is acknowledge that you're a sinner. Acknowledge the fact that you need his help. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you acknowledge the fact that you need him, where it says in Romans 10:9-10, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you made that with sincerity from the depths of your heart, God will accept you into the beloved family of God. Yes, this can be the greatest gift that you can give yourself, and that is eternal life. Listen, Jesus Christ is coming back. And he's coming back soon. We don't know the hour, the time, the minute, or the second. But he promised to come back. And he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. I'm talking about where John 14:1-3 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. The word not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, you may be also. That's the promise that he gave every believer, or everyone that is expecting him to come back. Yes, he's coming back. And he's coming back soon. Oh, precious Father, I thank you for your word tonight. I thank you that your word will not return to you void. I thank you, Father God, that we've spoken, and I appreciate the fact to those that are listening in. Bring forth 30, 40, and 100-fold blessings into their lives. Supply their each and every need. Lord, I thank you, precious Father, for answering prayers. I thank you for honoring requests. But most of all, I thank you for salvation. I thank you that in 2020, you're still in the miracle-working business. You're still in the soul-saving business. And I appreciate the fact, hallelujah, that we serve a God that's alive and well, a God that neither slumber nor sleep, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. Yes, God love you. We love you too. The angels in heaven is rejoicing over those that have come, hallelujah, by the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. There's no other way to get to heaven, only through him. He's the one that died on Calvary, shed his blood for all mankind, for the remission of our sins. He became that, hallelujah, that ultimate sacrifice for us. So we thank God tonight for the teaching. We thank God for those that are listening, for those that will be listening in later. Hallelujah. Let the anointing rest upon the word of God. Yes, God is looking, and the angels are booking. Be prayerful here tonight and each and every day of your life. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for touching lives. I thank you, Lord, for dealing with folks, bringing them to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't know what the world will do, but one thing that we do know, lives can be changed, but it's up to you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I thank you tonight. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We pray that you've heard something that you can apply to your life and share it with your friends and family, with those that you know that need a word. Also, share the telephone number with your family and friends, your work family. Ask them to join you on Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. to listen to apostles share a word. We just love the Lord, and we pray that you have a great weekend. Just know that God loves you, we love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Again, if you'd like to reach Apostle or myself with comments, questions, topics you'd like to be discussed, you may write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And we pray, the Lord willing, that you'll be back with us on Tuesday at 6 p.m. God bless.